In our previous year, we began a discussion about the melacha of Shechita. When does it apply? When doesn't it apply? We look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Hayim, Simen Shin Chof, Sif Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch begins its discussion of the melacha of Shechita. Zeis v'novim, says the Shulchan Aruch, olives and grapes, under all circumstances, you may not squeeze them. Interesting to point out that the Mishnah Berurah says that the Issa Shechita is because Mefarik, a Toldo of Dosh, going back to our previous year. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, from Yotzu Me'atzmam, even if the liquid came out by itself, Asurim. You may not use that liquid, because Chazal made a gzeira that if I'm going to allow you to have that liquid that came out by itself on Shabbos, we're concerned that you may come to squeeze. Even if your entire intention with these grapes and olives was not to squeeze them for juice, just to eat them. However, since that's what olives and grapes are usually used for, to squeeze juice, that's enough to make it usur. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, for tussim and remoinim, berries and pomegranates, usur l'sochtan, you may never squeeze them. However, m'yotzu me'atzmam, if the liquid comes out by themselves, the halacha is, if these are food that normally are eaten, not used for juice, then mutter. You're allowed to enjoy that juice on Shabbos. But if these are fruits that are made primarily for the juice, also. Shah kalaperis, or other fruits that are certainly not in that category, mutter l'sacha. The Shulchan Aruch was very clear in helping us understand the halacha of Shechita. And in fact, not only is juice that comes out by itself from grapes and olives usur in drinking, but you're not allowed to even move them because they're in the category of muksa. So the halacha based on this din is that if somebody's cutting up fruits or vegetables, making a fruit salad, a vegetable salad, and juice comes out, since his intention is to eat, as we just learned, that it's oimdim l'achila, my intention wasn't for the juice, so it's not considered shechita. And I could, when I eat the vegetable salad, when I eat the fruit salad, I could include the juice in that salad, because they're considered like mashkin shiyotsu ma'atzmam, like fruit juice that came out by themselves, that are mutter. It's interesting to point out a very important halacha. If somebody is cutting up grapes, he's making a fruit salad, and in his fruit salad, he's going to include grapes. And there are juice that comes out from those grapes. Given that the Shulchan Aruch started by teaching us that any juice that comes out from grapes on Shabbos is usur, the halacha is you have, let's say, some grape juice from the grapes that you just cut up accumulate on the bottom of your tray. You can't use that, you can't pour that juice you can't pour that juice into the fruit salad. However, by all other fruits besides olives and grapes, since it was not your intention to gather that juice as a drink, so even though there's juice at the bottom of the pot, at the bottom of the tray or the bowl, you could drink it, even if you don't pour it back into the even though if you don't pour it back into the salad. And most Paiskin take that approach. However, if when you're cutting up the fruit, you're intending to have juice, then that would be different. Because you now ought to squeeze or cut something with the intention of making juice. And therefore, certainly it would be usur that when you're cutting the fruit or the vegetable, to cut it with extra pressure to cause that extra juice to come out, that would be usur, because that would be in the category of schita. Which opens up a shaila that many poskim discuss. Is one allowed to eat grapefruit on Shabbos? What do I mean? In a situation where your grapefruit is cut in half, and then you cut with a knife the sections of that grapefruit. And the way you eat the grapefruit is by spooning out every piece of that grapefruit. The halacha is that considered a maisa schita? Because when I put my spoon into the grapefruit, for sure juice is going to come out. So will that be considered mutter or asur? Most paiskim are of the opinion, it's the opinion of the Shmiru Shabbos Kol Chasoi, quoting Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, it's the opinion of Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal, the Shalos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Reish Pei Ches, that this is not considered a maisa, it's not considered a maisa schita. Because I'm not intending to do schita here, I'm intending to eat the grapefruit. And therefore, that's not considered, it's not asur because of schita. However, there's an obvious question. Once we learn our Gemara, the question is so much stronger. Our Gemara just said that whenever you have a situation of a psik resha, that you can't say is not the situation of the malacha. So here, when you're going to put your spoon into that grapefruit, certainly juice will come out. And if certainly juice will come out, why is that not considered a situation of a psik resha on schita, which our Gemara has taught us that when you have a psik resha on schita, is asur. So for that, we have to go further into our Gemara. Our Gemara said that Elo Olam Sava Rav Dovashem Meskaven Asur. Indeed, Rav held that a Dovashem Meskaven is asur. However, for Toilish, the reason why Rav allowed one to pluck the hairs out of the animal, the Bechor, Lav Hainu Goizis, Ubiyant of Hainu Tam Deshari, Mishum Davalei, Oikudov of Megadul Kalachi Yad. If somebody wants to cut the hair of his animal, he'll use an instrument. He won't pull it to the side. And therefore it's considered Oikudov of Megadul Kalachi Yad, and therefore it's Mutter. So now, we get back to our shaila. Well, was our shaila that if somebody's eating grapefruit and he's putting the spoon into the grapefruit and juice is coming out for sure, so why is it not considered a psik resha on schita? But now that we're saying that when the malacha is not done in the regular fashion, when one wants to get grapefruit juice, he squeezes the grapefruit and gets out the juice. If one is interested in the juice, he's not going to squeeze, he's not going to push a spoon in to get a piece of grapefruit and thereby get the juice. So here, it is a psik resha, but it's a psik resha in a derabbanan.